For centuries, land registries have been the quiet ledgers of civilization. They settle who owns what, underpin credit and investment, and turn earth into collateral. But they are also human institutions, slow in places, opaque in others, and in some contexts, vulnerable to loss, error, or corruption. What if the foundation of ownership could be made more transparent, auditable, and programmable, without losing the legitimacy that makes it bite in a court of law? The proposal, Represent Real-World Assets, RWAs, starting with land and property, as non-fungible tokens, NFTs. In this framing, the blockchain is not a casino of collectibles, it is the registry itself. The token is not a picture, it is the title. Transfer becomes a cryptographic signature. Audit becomes a block explorer. Governance becomes code plus law rather than filings plus waiting rooms. This post sketches a practical architecture for an NFT-based land registry, especially in a UK-EU legal context. What it would take, where it could fail, and why the gains, if we get the institutional plumbing right, could be profound. From deeds to tokens. A title deed is a unique, state-backed attestation that links a person or entity to a specific parcel of land. An NFT is a unique, cryptographically secured token that links a blockchain address to a specific digital record. The bridge between them is governance. When the competent authority says, this token is the deed, the mapping becomes legally operative. Uniqueness, one parcel, one token, or one token per legal title. Metadata, legal description, geospatial coordinates, title plan references, easements, restrictions, liens, and provenance, all hashed and referenced in the token's metadata. State power, statute or regulation recognizes the token as the definitive record. Without this step, NFTs are a mirror of the registry, not the registry itself. In other words, technology handles immutability and programmability. Law supplies legitimacy and finality. How it would work. 1. Onboarding and minting. The competent land registry, or a delegated trust framework, verifies the parcel's legal data and mints an NFT to an official custody wallet. This origin event anchors legitimacy. The token's contract address and token ID become the canonical reference for the title. All sensitive documents, title plan, charges, covenants, are stored off-chain but content addressed, e.g. IPFS, Arweave, with hashes on-chain to prove integrity without leaking private data. 2. Identity and eligibility. Transfers require verified identity for buyer and seller, eIDAS aligned in the EU, GovUK 1 login, qualified signature in the UK. Wallets are bound to persons via verifiable credentials, VCs, issued by trusted identity providers. The smart contract checks proofs, not raw personal data. Result, privacy preserved, compliance enforced. 3. Transfer and settlement sale completes via a smart contract that coordinates funds, on-rands, bank rails, or regulated stablecoins, taxes, stamp duty, LBTT, local equivalents, and fees, registry, conveyancer. Only when all conditions are met does the contract transfer the NFT to the buyer's verified wallet. A tamper-evident audit trail is created on-chain. Human-readable confirmations are generated for the parties and the registry. Charges, liens, and restrictions. Mortgages and restrictions are modeled as on-chain encumbrances linked to the title token, e.g. via soul-bound charge, NFTs, or contract-level registries. Transfers automatically check and enforce these states, preventing illicit disposals. Recovery and succession. Key loss and inheritance are handled via multi-sig plus social recovery, with the registry or court-appointed fiduciary as an emergency cosigner under strict due process triggers. Wills and trusts can pre-authorize transitions using time-locked instructions. 6. Public queries. Anyone can verify title state, encumbrances, and provenance through a public interface. Sensitive personal data remains off-chain. What's public is proof, not identity. Why it matters. Transparency with privacy, public proofs, private identities. Fraud becomes harder, auditing becomes simpler. Speed and finality, settlement in minutes, not months, without sacrificing due diligence. Programmable compliance, taxes, fees, and eligibility enforced by code, reducing errors and disputes. Lower friction, broader access, standardized rails for conveyancers, lenders, and buyers, domestic and international. Composability. Titles interact with finance natively, escrow, insurance, lending, under regulated conditions. Resilience. Redundant, tamper-evident history resists loss and institutional failure. A realistic architecture, UK-EU. The core insight, the chain cannot confer legitimacy on itself. Statute, regulation, and administrative practice must bind the token to the title. The design below marries public permissionless integrity with institutional control points. Layer 0, statutory basis. Parliament UK or Member State EU regulation recognizes the tokenized title as the authoritative record. Transitional clauses support dual running with the incumbent registry. Layer 1, network. Use a battle-tested public chain, Ethereum EVML2, for openness and longevity. Critical functions via audited, upgrade-governed contracts. Bridge to a government-operated permissioned mirror for high-availability reads. Layer 2, identity and credentials. EIDAS qualified trust services, EU or UK qualified trust providers, issue verifiable credentials. Smart contracts verify ZK proofs of eligibility without doxing users. Layer 3, title contract. An ERC 721 compatible contract with immutable link to off-chain records, content hashes, role-gated mint burn override, registry or court order, encumbrance registry, charges, notices, restrictions, transfer hooks for tax fee escrow and KYC checks, payment and settlement, regulated stablecoins or instant bank rails, FPS SEPA instant, integrated via oracles, funds release atomically with title transfer. Layer 5, recovery and disputes. Court-authorized contract methods, freeze, reassign, with strict logging, time locks, and appeal windows. Emergency powers are narrow, auditable, and proportionate. Layer 6. Interfaces. Public Explorer, read-only, professional portal for conveyancers, lenders, citizen wallet with guided flows, all multilingual and accessibility compliant. Governance and dispute resolution. Ownership of land will never be purely mechanical. Boundaries drift, fraud exists, people die. The system must encode principled escape hatches that are hard to abuse and easy to audit. Due process overrides. Court-signed instructions trigger narrowly scoped contract functions, freeze, reassign, with public logs and mandatory reasoning references. Appeal windows. Changes propagate after a time lock, giving affected parties time to challenge. Independent oversight. A statutory body audits override usage, publishes annual stats, and recommends parameter updates. Professional liability. Conveyancers and lenders remain accountable under existing professional standards, now with stronger, machine-verifiable records. Risks and failure modes, bad genesis. If initial minting mismaps parcels, the chain will immutably preserve the error. Mitigation, phased migration, dual attestation, public challenge periods. Key loss and coercion, wallet theft or forced transfers. Mitigation, multi-sig, hardware wallets by default, social recovery, and flag transfers requiring extra proofs. Oracle, identity compromise. If trust anchors are breached, eligibility checks fail. Mitigation, multiple issuers, threshold proofs, continuous revocation lists. Jurisdictional fragmentation, cross-border recognition lags. Mitigation, interoperability standards, mutual recognition agreements. Governance creep, expanding override powers. Mitigation, statutory limits, independent audits, and transparent metrics. Early experiments and signals. Several jurisdictions have piloted blockchain-assisted registries. Private firms have tokenized property rights and created compliant sale flows. While few implementations currently grant full legal title to tokens, the signal is clear. The rails are forming, and the institutional appetite is shifting from interesting pilot to regulated production. The gap to close is legal finality, replacing reference copy on chain with authoritative record on chain. That is a political and administrative decision, not a technical limitation. Implementation roadmap. Statutory Enabling Act, recognize tokenized titles, authorize pilots, define oversight. Pilot a narrow scope, new build freehold titles in one region, dual run with incumbent systems. Identity and credentials. Roll out verifiable credentials for conveyancers, lenders, and citizens. Encumbrance modeling, standardize on-chain charge restriction schemas with lenders and regulators. Payment integration, add regulated stablecoins and instant bank rails, automate tax remittance. Recovery in courts, test due process overrides with real cases, publish audits and metrics. Progressive migration, expand to remortgages, then secondary sales, then legacy titles. Open questions. What minimal data must be on-chain for legal sufficiency without harming privacy? How should cross-border recognition work for titles pledged as collateral abroad? What is the right threshold for emergency overrides? Who signs? How many? How fast? Could citizens self-custody titles by default, or should a public custodian be standard? Which public chain, or L2, offers the best balance of security, longevity, cost, and neutrality? The opportunity. We don't need 1,000 speculative collections. We need one authoritative claim. This token is the deed. Make that true in law, and the rest becomes engineering, auditable, composable, and resilient. Titles become programmable, compliance becomes ambient, ownership becomes clearer, and paradoxically, more humane. Not code instead of courts, but code with courts. Not decentralization as dogma, but as discipline, sunlight on ledgers, dignity in process, and speed without sleight of hand. The registry of the future is a public good. Let's build it as such.